AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More details today about that bridge collapse in Baltimore. Police responding had about 90 seconds to stop traffic before the Francis Scott Key Bridge fell. Julie Walker has more.
Despite efforts to get workers off Maryland's Key Bridge, heard here on Broadcastify.
Just make sure no one's on the bridge right now.
Before our cargo ship lost steering and hit it.
The whole bridge just fell down. The whole bridge just collapsed.
8 bridge workers went into the water. 2 survived. 6 are missing and presumed dead. Guatemala's consulate says 2 are from their country. Honduras says another is from theirs. And the consulate of Mexico says some are citizens of that country. Meanwhile, President Biden says the government will pick up the cost of rebuilding the bridge. I'm Julie Walker.
The Israeli military says around 30 rockets were launched from Lebanon toward northern Israel this morning. Hezbollah is claiming responsibility and says it was in response to an Israeli strike that killed 7 members of a Lebanese Sunni Muslim group overnight. Meantime, Charles de la Desma has the latest on the aid situation in Gaza.
As famine closes in on Gaza, the World Food Programme says aid is being held up at checkpoints. WFP country director Matthew Hollingworth there.
There is nowhere else in the world where so many people face imminent famine.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal appeals court has refused to lift an order blocking Texas from arresting and deporting migrants suspected of illegally crossing the border as legal battles continue. Allies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney have reached a settlement in a lawsuit over who controls Walt Disney World's governing district. That ends almost 2 years of litigation sparked by DeSantis's takeover following Disney's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. And a new AP NORC poll finds Donald Trump evokes more anger and fear from Democrats than President Biden does from Republicans. This is AP News. The start to the trading day on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street following a 3-day lull. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The benchmark index is on track for its first gain since setting an all-time high last week. The Dow rose 302 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.1% higher. Merck rose 4.4%. The big drug maker was helping to push the market higher after winning federal approval for its treatment of a rare disease affecting blood vessels. Trump Media and Technology Group continued its wild ride on its second day of trading. The company behind Truth Social, former President Donald Trump's social media platform, rose another 12%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.